Attending this year's American Ornithological Society meeting was a much different experience than any of my previous professional meetings, much better in some ways, and not so much in a few other ways. I was 26 years old when I attended the AOU meeting in Madison, much younger than the average attendee with twice as many X chromosomes, though I did match the prevailing color. Things hadn't changed much through the next few decades, but now at the 2024 meeting, I was one of the very oldest attendees, and this time the people who attended looked much more like America. So a great many attendees were not white, straight, or male. Indeed, there's now a group called the Rainbow Lorikeets for LGBTQIA+ members and their allies. Making ornithology more inclusive has been good not only for human beings, it's had an amazing effect on the science of ornithology itself. What had been accepted as scientific truth for centuries, that males are the only birds who select and defend a territory, sing, and so many other important activities, was suddenly shown to be utterly wrong, thanks in large part to scientists questioning those old wives, male ornithologists' tales. And fresh new blood of all stripes has brought a refreshing focus on conservation to what had been, in many ways and again for centuries, a boys' shoot-'em-up club. Even as collecting specimens via shotgun became both less palatable to mainstream ornithologists and laden with legal constraints thanks to the Migratory Bird Act, for most of its history, many or even most scientists calling themselves ornithologists were prickly about equating any issues of bird mortality, especially regarding domestic cats and collisions with windows and other obstructions, with conservation. For the first few decades of my own career, mainstream conservation organizations such as Audubon and the American Bird Conservancy ignored or even poo-pooed the importance of cats and window collisions, and scientists at the AOU itself rejected papers submitted to the AUC by Dr. Daniel Clem about window mortality, dismissing his work as inconsequential and without significant conservation value. Many of the ornithologists when I was starting out had done a lot of scientific collecting themselves. Some took advantage of birds killed at windows on campuses and in big cities to add to their scientific collections, and it was impossible for most of them to concede any value in individual bird life, nor how losing enough individuals can add up to population losses. Some scientists have explained to me that conservation issues are emotional and political, while science is supposed to be entirely rational, as if the uses of scientific information are not at all emotional or political. Scientists also seem to focus on some unwritten law of scientific neutrality that isn't really neutral at all. Ornithologists and even major conservation organizations have historically shied away from supporting the conservation side of controversial issues, while corporations don't seem to have any trouble at all finding ornithologists in good standing to defend their side. For the first two or three decades that Dan Clem was publishing research about how dangerous windows are to birds, leading up to his conclusion that up to 1 billion birds are killed by windows every year in the United States, and for years after Sidney Gautreaux published his radar data indicating that major migration movements of birds over the Gulf of Mexico had declined by 50% in just two decades, major conservation were poo-pooing those numbers. When those same naysayers independently came up with pretty much the exact same figures and conclusions, they took credit for the discovery of how dire things really are, giving no credit whatsoever to Clem or Gautreaux. At this 2024 meeting, I attended one AOS session pulling together representatives from various conservation groups. When I expressed how hard it was to get ornithologists on board to help fight controversial battles, giving several examples, I got no suggestions about how to encourage ornithologists with PhDs after their names to take a larger role in helping with these issues, just a patronizing thank you for your passion before they quickly moved on. But with so much new blood in the American Ornithological Society and such an increasing focus on conservation, things are changing. I just hope it won't be too little, too late. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.